Thank you, Peter. You look like you're about to step into a 737.
Wow.
That's true. We're recording now. We're away. This is the pilot episode of the pilot podcast.
Pete's probably got one of those beds that's like got the cap out of a plane around the outside of it.
It's funny because the son has said that to me about 2 days ago. He's like, oh, damn, you know what we could do? We could get old planes and turn them into houses. I said, oh, yeah, good.
No.
Someone did that. There's one just out of Christchurch, an old Air Force plane. It's turned into a house.
A living
room. What, like a Herc or something?
No, 727, oh, even bigger.
Jesus.
Yeah, I only saw a photo of it yesterday.
Is it
tiny house?
Not bad.
Is it nicely done or is it just a hoary?
Apparently it's nicely done from the comments I've seen. It's out of, oh, it might be Leeston, I can't remember. Somewhere out of Christchurch anyway.
Yeah, right.
You just drive down a random country road going somewhere and then you look off to the side and there's like an Air Force plane sitting there. And it's moulded into a house. They're supposedly going to put the wing back on it and everything.
I was going to say, does it have wings?
Not on it at the moment, or the photo I saw. I don't know how old that photo was.
Yeah, right.
But it's pretty cool.
What for, Pete? Just in case you want to fly away?
Or? No, just while you're looking outside your bedroom window, it'd be cool to see a wing, wouldn't it?
Fuck, I know. Oh, would it? Would it be?
Yes, it would.
Well, it's better than a... than a lawn,
yeah,
maybe,
yeah, way better.
Oh god!
So, how do you want to introduce yourself for the pilot episode? How's that going to happen?
You talking to me?
Both of us.
Well, I guess we just go one at a time. Start with Hoodie.
Pete will just go, I'm the flying moustache. On land, sea, and water.
Land, sea, and water.
Who's flown the most recently? When was the last time you guys flew?
I flew on Saturday. I did my multi-engine IF renewal and a single-engine VFR OCA.
And you passed 3 days ago.
Passed them both, I know.
Just don't get it, because when you talk to you, like, you can sense a tinge, like, a little bit of retard, but you sometimes go on to these things and you just nail them.
Yeah, well, yeah. On the ground, I'm maybe, you know, a bit slow. But, yeah, I can fly. Fuck.
It's all to be deceiving.
Yeah, yeah,
just
that's
to trick
right.
you.
First time I'd done an IF renewal since early 2000s or mid-2000s, like 2008.
That's what I've done,
yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have an IF purchase?
Yeah, I do.
Current?
Not current. Just did it. And then I did it because when I first did it for Kiwi Air in Africa, I did the test and then got called away back to Africa like the next day. And I was away for 4 months. And you get 3 months to send it in to CAA to get it on your license.
No.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
And so I flew for maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then went to go and convert it to a multi. And the instructor was going through my logbook and was like, oh, where's your single IFR? I was like, oh, yeah, I've done it, but I just got to send the form in. It's like, oh, no. Nah.
Yeah, 90 days. Got 90 days.
Yeah.
I've heard of the same thing happening to an ag pilot. He went through his whole career having never sent him a paper, done renewals every year. And it wasn't until he went to become a chief pilot and they went to go, well, you don't meet requirements, you don't have an ag rating. He's like, yeah, no, I do. Got about 5,000 hours of ag flying. We're like, nah, you shouldn't. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had to reset my exams as well.
Yeah.
Because my exams expired. Yeah. And then after that, I didn't do any more instrument flying, but it was going to be, how long do your exams last? Like 3 years, whatever?
Yeah, 3 or 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah. Whatever it was, when I started ag flying, was I had a month left on my exams and I was like, nah, stuff this. I'm going to just pay the money, do the instrument flying and sign in for the test, did the test, passed it, and haven't used it since. That was probably 10 years ago.
Do you just have to do the one exit? Like, say, in my case where I've done it, but I've never renewed it, and it's if it lapses over 5 years, do I have to go do the law again or not?
Nah. Once you've got it. Yeah,
it's only 4 year pilot's license, like BPL, CPL. If you didn't fly. Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I just have to go and do pass the test.
Yeah.
Or do a renewal, should I say.
Renewal, yeah.
Yeah. When did you last fly, Hoodie?
A year. No, I don't know. Within a year.
Was it because of BFR or medical?
Everything.
All of the above.
Yeah.
So that means...
When did you last fly?
November, so two...
November.
Yeah, I just.
You're the only one that's fully.
You're the only paid pilot here.
Yeah, I was just.
Well, hold on. I might have been getting paid to fly in November. Yeah, I was.
Oh, is it your
Island? The island stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was end of October. Jeepers. Actually.
End of October.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well.
They're giving it all to Kiki.
A number of reasons. When I did have work, I was either away or I got COVID. I think when a big bunch of work came through, I couldn't do it because I was crook.
So old Kempy won.
Yeah, yeah.
Good old
won well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you class yourself as, Hoodie, if you're not a pilot then?
Business owner.
Are you... A business owner, you retired?
I'm become a business owner so that I can afford to enjoy my aviation without having to put up with idiots.
What?
You still have to deal with yourself.
Peter, come on. We see no hurting each other's feelings at the start of this.
You called me a retard about 2 minutes ago.
Insulting? That's facts.
Uh-huh.
No, I take that back, Peter. I really apologise for that.
That's all right. I appreciate the apology.
You should know that by now that I can throw the rocks. I just can't take them being thrown back.
Yeah, we all know that, don't we?
Thank you.
Yeah.
But, But I don't know. What do you guys think? Like, when we were all younger, the idea of flying, it was such a dream. You jump in the plane with that guy, and he just got to fly around and listen to the radio all day. Well, for me, it was egg flying. So you jump in the plane with them and watch them go egg flying. But you didn't see all the stuff that they had to put up with in the background, like anyone does in general aviation.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's how you use that time, because I still enjoy it. When I was busy, I wasn't doing mad hours, probably between 600 and 900 hours. Probably less than that. And it was still good. Have a day off a week, cruise around.
Yeah, I think having those day offs a week are pretty key. But I think, like, Hoodie, when we were busy, we were doing well, you know. My top dressing years, I never did under 1,000 hours productive.
Man.
Yeah.
So if that's productive, what, like, your ferry's on top of that, right?
Yeah, it's another 150 hours, I guess. Oh, yeah. And so, like, I think my last year I did something like close to 1,100 productive.
Man. Mm. So I've never got close to that. Probably my biggest would have been 700.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cruisy.
Oh, so, yeah, okay, and then ferry on top of that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
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 Just bugger all.
Yeah. 700 would be nice to do that.
But that's what we always talked about would be nice, wouldn't it? The 700-hour mark.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just didn't spin my wheels anymore. And I'm not trying to bag the thing. It just, I think it'd be much nicer just to be able to go for a fly or... have the choice to go and do it as opposed to just fully relying on it.
Sure, I'd rather be a business owner too. Still plan on it.
You are a business owner, Burgess. We all are.
Big social media empire you've got, Burgess.
Yeah, social media. Pete, man, you're just riding off the coattails of our wives.
We married, right?
Yeah.
Good fun. So what's our topics? What are we going to talk about for these podcasts?
Oh, Burgess is still getting caught up. See, I thought that we were doing really well. Like, I was going to submit this conversation.
Yeah,
well, we're recording. This is the pilot episode right now.
Yeah. I think we just talk anything that we like talking about with aviation, you know?
Yeah.
Pete, I think that you really need to change your backdrop, though. The thing still looks like a penis.
Can't see the
penis. Oh, you're talking about the window.
Yeah, the window.
Keep the drawing. Get rid of the window.
Yeah. Get rid of the window.
Right. Well, next week the kids will be home, so I'll probably have to go up into the office to do this. So I'll have a different backdrop then for you, all right?
Okay. I look forward to it.
Well, that's magic.
I know what you're saying, though, Bert. It's just a loose topic. Even if it was, like you say, just to start on, and without bringing that particular topic up, we just had something in the back of our minds to talk about for that topic. And then, like Pete says, it just, wherever the fuck it goes from there, and it's just...
Because I wanted to... I was looking... there was an article, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's a Fletcher that's a drone. It's in Christchurch.
Ooh, no. Flying in New Zealand?
It's got certification or whatever you call it. So it is a drone, but they at the moment they've got a pilot that has to sit in and watch it. Yep. And they're like, it's going to be firebombing. It's going to do like emergency rescue, like go out to sea and drop life jackets and crap, whatever you call that.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about drones and aviation, and particularly ag, because I remember telling our old boss, Hoagie, probably 5 or 6 years ago, drones are going to be the big thing in ag. They're going to, you know, like as soon as you can carry even 100 kgs, you're competing. You're competing against the helicopters, and then it's just going to get better, you know, and you'll start competing against the planes. Soon.
Absolutely. And like,
I already know there's a lot of operators who are offering the service of, in the helicopter ag industry at least, you can do your sensitive boundaries with the drone with no risk, you know?
Yeah.
So you do the big scale stuff with the helicopter and then sensitive boundaries are all done with drones.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely. It's gonna be in there. Whether we like it or not, it's going to be part of the industry soon enough, if not already. I know some guys have got them in New Zealand. I don't know to what extent, but...
Yeah.
And we had them when I was flying in China, spraying. I've got videos where I'm spraying a paddock, and I'll pull up, look down, and there's a massive drone, like, what would it be, 2 metre diameter. I think it had 6 or 8 motors on it, spraying the same paddock. And they're everywhere over there. So they're coming.
And why are they doing the same thing?
I don't know.
Fill all your gaps.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Well, I suppose that probably covers everything. We know who we are, I think. I don't know. Did we introduce ourselves properly? Pete, Hoodie.
Me.
And myself.
Yep.
Jimbo. So we'll post whenever we post. We're on a charter, not a scheduled one. But otherwise, that'll do us, won't it?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Tip top, how do we sign off?
I don't know, but we're not fucking posting this one, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, of course we are. This is going up.
This is it.
We're not stuffing around anymore.
It's got to go up sometime, Hoodie.
So we're going to put up a post about talking what we're going to post.
And
I guess if anyone wants a topic or want us to talk about anything, they can, you know.
Yeah. What?
Let us know. Bingo. Let us know. This is the teaser hoodie. This is to whet everyone's appetite.
That's right. Quite wetting, really.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye,
all right.
See you all later.